Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin. This is Josiah. So we're in the high school group here at Los Altos. And so this summer we both went to Momentum Youth Conference, which, as most of you know, was a youth conference in Indiana where it was run by CE National. And at the youth conference, every day we had a worship service and a sermon. And some of them were really awesome, and the other ones were awesome, too. So I really grew a lot this summer going to Momentum. And one of the messages was by the director of CE National, Ed Lewis. And he taught about an anagram fish. And this is an anagram used so that you can use it to start relationships and encourage them. So we're going to kind of break it down today. And so I'm going to start with the F, which stands for friendly. And so what it is, you know, you got to be friendly to people. And so that means kind of just being nice. Not only that, but I think it's important to represent yourself with a smile or a handshake, something along those lines. Be attentive. Be just generally inviting, kind person. And so I found a verse in Proverbs, Proverbs 18:21, that says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So not only is that talking about, you know, just being nice in general, but I think that that also helps encourage the idea of being nice in the way you talk to someone. And so that leads into
initiating a conversation. And so basically, when you're initiating a conversation, you want to be like well aware of your motives of the conversation. So you want to make sure that you're not trying to manipulate someone. You want to make sure that you're not trying to just get something out of someone. And yesterday I did some research, and one word that really stuck out to me was this word called tactful. And what tactful basically means is that, like, making sure that you're, like, basically checking yourself while asking the questions. You want to make sure when you're initiating the conversation that you're trying to be, like, a good listener, and you're wanting to hear the other person's story as well.
And so now the next one is, after you've initiated the conversation and you've started talking with the person, you have to talk, or you don't have to, but it's helpful to bring up the story. So what brought them from where they were to where they are now? And not only talk about their story, but talk about yours. But I think it's helpful that when they're sharing their story, to really be listening and being attentive and not trying to wrap it back around about you. Because if that's what it is, it's not going to be a relationship about them. It's going to be about you. And so sharing the story in that way, I think, is really powerful. And so then I went into the Bible trying to find times of when Jesus was sharing stories with other people. And I just couldn't find one. And then I came to the conclusion, it was pretty obvious, but the story is the Bible. So that story of Jesus, that Jesus is telling all of us, is in the Bible. And so, and then I started to realize that in the way that we're listening to Jesus' story, he also did the rest of the thing. So he was friendly to us. And I don't think that friendly is the proper term to describe how he treated us. But I also think that he was initiating the conversation with us, in which he was really reaching out to us. And then he shared the story of the Bible with us, which then leads on to the next one, which is
Basically hope and help. And so basically how you can show hope to others is like simply like just praying for them, showing support, whether it's financially or just like even like coming up to them like, hey, how's it going and stuff like that, just checking up on people and just showing people like how much God loves them, showing them how much like you care about them, and just showing them like so much love, and just really like like putting them as like your first motive, and like just caring for them, because that's one thing that we all like need in some point of our lives.
And so that kind of just wraps up what FISH means. So just to kind of review, F stands for, I stands for, S stands for, and H stands for. And so so now I would like to take those things and put them into practice right now. So if please feel welcome to stand up and talk to someone around you, maybe that you don't talk too much, and try to apply these things. So thank you.